to keep the hour going with this week's round of the Monday Morning Huddle with Carolina Football General Manager Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Joined on the phone by Michael Lombardi, coming off that win for Carolina Football over Richmond, looking ahead to that big game coming up on Saturday in Orlando against UCF. Michael, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So three games into the season, and especially that coming off that win over Richmond, after that win, what were you happiest about, and what, looking on the field, do you think still needs work heading into UCF?
Well, we need a lot of work. I think, you know, we're a work in progress, and, you know, there's really no time that you're not going to need work. I think ultimately, you know, it's good to win, but you have to analyze every win with a fine-tooth comb, just like you analyze a loss. The scoreboard is really irrelevant, and I think we're getting a better understanding of who can contribute to the team, who we can count on moving forward in terms of players, and then what we have to do to fix in terms of coaching and scheme. So, you know, losing has a lot of people that attach to it. Winning has a lot of people that are attached to it, and I think improvement needs to occur on every single level. We've got to do a better job scouting. We've got to do a better job coaching, playing, scheming, and all those areas. So, you know, it's great to win, but I think we saw when you watch the tape, you know, when we do things well, we can be very effective. When we don't know what we're doing, we're not as good.
What came out to you looking at the tape and the coaching staff? What's standing out heading into this week?
Well, I think, you know, the players have really done a good job of buying in. We have a practice on Sunday. We call it Sunday Night Football in the afternoon, where the guys that didn't play in the game are eager to go out and practice. And I think we have a team that wants to get better, wants to improve. And I think ultimately, and every time we take the practice field, we're doing that. So I think, you know, we handled the Richmond game with professionalism. You know, we didn't think of Richmond as a lower level opponent. We didn't think of Richmond as an easy win. We didn't go out there and go through the motions. Did we play perfectly? By far, no. But I thought our approach to Richmond was exactly what this program represents.
Speaking with Michael Lombardi again, this round of the Monday Morning Huddle, three games into the season, and we've talked multiple times, and I know you've said, and Coach Belichick has talked about at length, the extent to which you're focusing on getting 1% better every single day. So with that in mind, do you think you're on track from where you expected to be at this point, maybe 3-4 weeks ago as the season got underway?
I don't think there's a perfect roadmap. You know, the line that I think is really relevant here is to improve, is to change. To be perfect is to change often. And I think that's something that you have to constantly evaluate, because we're learning about a lot of new players, 70 of them, and what they can do. What's their level of competition? You know, are they willing to rise to the standard that needs to be, you know, when you don't get play time? I think what you have to be able to truly evaluate is who's doing a good job and has confidence without success. You, that's what you're looking for, confidence without evidence. And I think we're looking for competitiveness without playing. I think that's what's going to be ongoing for a while.
Looking ahead to UCF, obviously back to a more challenging opponent, at least on paper, than the last couple, what are you going to be focusing on for the next few days heading into practice, and especially going down to Orlando and what's going to be a tough environment in a stadium where the fans are going to be on the other side?
Yeah, well, it'd be great for our team. You know, we didn't meet the standard against TCU, a Big 12 opponent. We're going to have to try to do that there in the heat of the Big 12, a nationally televised game, which is great for our program. And it's also great for the university to see us out there and be able to be on Fox at 3:30 across the country. You know, we're going to have to really improve, play better, handle the heat, handle the elements. And when we're playing an opponent like Central Florida, you know, they beat North Carolina A&T 68-0. So that was a game that's hard to evaluate. The opening game against Jacksonville State was a good game. They lost their starting quarterback to a concussion. He didn't play in week two, and then they've had the bye week. So there's a lot of unknowns still about Central Florida that we're going to have to move rather quickly to figure out.
Back on our side, I know you and Coach Belichick don't like talking about individual players, but we've been talking so much about Gio Lopez and all of the transfers coming in, but Damon June put together a really great game on Saturday, and we got to shout him out for the work he did.
Oh, and the work he's done all off season and what he's been able to accomplish. I think he's done a great job, and you know, he's a young kid who's learning how to play, and he's really, every rep he's gotten – from the blue-white game that we had out there to where we are has been really good. So I think it's really been a tribute to his work ethic, and he runs with such great intensity, and he
Yep.
loves it, and he runs with power, which I think is really important.
Speaking again with Michael Lombardi, this week's round of the Monday Morning Huddle. And we'll start to wrap up. But as we do, obviously, you had a lot of fans in the stands at Keenan Stadium on Saturday. Won't have quite as many Tar Heel supporters in the stands in Orlando this Saturday, but you're going to have a few making the trip down and a lot of folks hanging out here, watching the game on TV, listening on the radio, supporting the Tar Heels any way they can. What's your message to the fans heading into week four of the season?
Well, look for that improvement. I mean, in all areas, our defense, improving. We've improved over the last 2 weeks. Our run defense, I think there'll be a bigger challenge in terms of handling the passing game of Central Florida, and then trying to find some consistency within what we're trying to do offensively. There's moments where we look like we can move the football effectively, but then there are moments where we look like we're not quite ready to do much. So I think consistency is going to be the theme here. We're going to have to compete for 60 minutes against a team that is a good caliber football team in the Big 12, and I think it's going to really challenge us to compete at the highest level.
5 days away from that big game in Orlando, UCF on Saturday. Michael Lombardi, thank you so much for being with us today, and have a good trip down to Florida, and good luck in the game on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
And that has been the Monday Morning Huddle with Carolina Football General Manager Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Hey, save $50 when you spend $150 or more on automotive services during football season at any of Chapel Hill Tire's 12 area locations. Use promo code DOTG25 when you schedule your appointment. DOTG stands for Drive of the Game. And you can always listen for the drive, happy drive of the game during the Inside Carolina Live pregame show, also presented by Chapel Hill Tire, right before any at Tar Heel football game. Again, DOTG25 is the promo code to get that deal from Chapel Hill Tire. And thanks to them for bringing us the Monday Morning Huddle this week and every week.